Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 92, Types of Work. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 92. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. A special announcement before we begin our podcast today. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, we are celebrating our 100th show in a few weeks. And to celebrate that, we're doing a couple of things. First, we're doing a special bonus podcast where we answer your questions about English, any question that you have. So please email us a question at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. That's ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. The second thing we are doing is releasing most of our past or previous podcasts. We are going to be releasing podcast number 12 up to the current podcast, all of those podcasts will be released sometime before our 100th show. And a few things you should know about that. First, we are releasing beginning with number 12 because our first 10 podcasts, number 2 through 11, are very poor audio quality, very difficult to listen to. So we are in the process of re-recording those, and those will be available probably after the 1st of January, sometime in January. But all of the rest of our podcasts will be available on our podcast homepage. You can go to www.eslpod.com. We will also be putting these into the regular podcast, what's called the feed, or the file that you can download podcasts from iTunes, for example. There are four things you need to know about these past podcasts. First, the early podcasts, number 12 through number 18, are much faster. We speak at a much faster rate. After number 18, we slow down a little. So I'm going to mark those as fast in the title so you know that. Secondly, the scripts for all of the podcasts are, of course, on our website at eslpod.com. Another thing that you will notice is that in our early podcasts, we only had a slow version of the dialogue or story. We didn't have a slow and a fast version. So you will only hear a slow version in some of those early podcasts. Finally, and most importantly, if you have been listening for a while, you will already have downloaded many of our podcasts. When we release the podcasts, when we make them available in the next week or so, because we had to put the podcast files on a different server, the name of the podcast is going to come up again. So, for example, in iTunes, if you downloaded ESL podcast number 60, when we make them available, all of them available next week, you will see a number 60 again, but this is not a new podcast. It's just the way that iTunes works when you put files on a different server, a different computer. So you do not need to download all of the podcasts that you see that are duplicates or repeats. If you see a double, you do not need to download that podcast. On iTunes, you can just click or select that line and hit delete. In fact, I would ask you not to download them again if you already downloaded that episode. but you won't need to do that because it's not a new episode. Now, if you started listening at number 60, for example, then all of the other ones, of course, you should go ahead and download. iTunes won't download them automatically. You'll need to click the Get button or the button in your language that indicates that you can download that podcast. So I apologize for the inconvenience for those of you who have been listening for many weeks. You're going to see those podcasts as duplicates on your iTunes, but you can simply go through and delete those because they are the same podcasts. So for the rest of you, of course, you'll be able to download all of those directly in iTunes. Well, sorry for the long announcement, but I wanted to make sure everyone understood what we were doing with our previous podcasts. Now let's get started on today's podcast, Types of Work. Here we go. I got a call yesterday from Amy, a coworker from the office. She and I work in the same department. We've had lunch at work a few times, but I really didn't know her that well. I was really glad she called. Hello?
Hi, could I speak to Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Oh, hi, it's Amy from work.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I didn't recognize your voice.
Not bad. Listen, the reason I'm calling is that I'm having a dinner party a week from Saturday at my place, around 7:30. I wanted to see if you could make it.
So it's not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. That would be the 17th.
Yeah, that's right. The following Saturday, the 17th.
Let me just check my calendar. Yeah, I think I can make it. Are you inviting anyone else from work?
Yeah, I am. Jennifer from marketing already RSVP'd, so she'll be there for sure. And I'm waiting to hear back from James in accounting. I've also invited a few other friends.
Just out of curiosity, are they in finance too?
No, my friend Janice is in the medical field. She's an orthopedic surgeon. She's bringing her boyfriend, Tim, and I think he's an engineer in the automobile industry. Then there's Megan. She works part-time in retail and moonlights as a tour guide on the weekends. She's been wanting to get into the hospitality industry for a long time.
Wow, that sounds like a great group of people. I'm looking forward to it. Can I bring anything?
No, that's okay. Just come and bring your appetite.
Sounds great. Thanks for the invitation.
No problem. I'm glad you can make it. See you in the office tomorrow.
See you then. Bye. We listened to a telephone conversation between two people who work at the same office, Kevin and Amy. Amy calls up Kevin, and Kevin answers the phone. Hello, which is how we answer the phone in English. Hello. And Amy says, hi, could I speak to Kevin? When you're calling someone on the phone and you don't know if you've got the right person, you can ask, may I speak to or can I speak to Kevin or Jeff or whoever? And Kevin identifies himself, this is Kevin, meaning I am Kevin. But we would not say I am Kevin. We would say this is Kevin. And in this case, Amy says hello, and Kevin says, oh, hey, How's it going? We sometimes use the word hey to mean something similar to hi or hello. It's very informal, but you will hear that many times. Kevin says that he didn't recognize Amy's voice, meaning he didn't know that it was her. Amy invites Kevin to a dinner party. A dinner party, as you can guess, is dinner, but a little more formal dinner, usually a dinner with several people. The party is going to be a week from Saturday. A week from Saturday, of course, would be 7 days from this Saturday. And it's going to be, Amy says, at my place. The word place here means where I live, my apartment or my house. We often refer to where we live as my place. Where is your place? Well, my place is in Los Angeles on the west side. Kevin says that he has to check his calendar. To check your calendar, a calendar, of course, is a list of days of the month or the week. And to check it here just means to make sure that I have that day or date available. And he said that he does, and he asks Amy who else will be at the party, at the dinner party. And Amy says that Jennifer from marketing already RSVP'd. Marketing, of course, is the part of a company that promotes their product or service, lets other people know about it. That's part of marketing. To RSVP, RSVP is originally comes from a French expression. I think it's répondez, s'il vous plaît. My French is not very good. I apologize to all of our French-speaking listeners. But in English, we just say RSVP. And that means to call someone back or to tell them that you are going to be at the party. So when you have a party or a some sort of formal event, you often ask people to RSVP. We use it as a verb. I have RSVP'd means I have told him that I will be at the party. Amy also says she's waiting to hear back from James in accounting. She's waiting to hear back means she's waiting for James to call her back. James works in accounting, and accounting are the people in a company that take care of the money for the most part. They take care of all the different types of records, taxes, all of that. That part of a company would be the accounting department. We often talk about different parts of a company, a big company, as being a department. So this is the marketing department, and this is the accounting department, and so forth. Those are just branches or parts of a company. Kevin then says, just out of curiosity, are these friends of hers in finance? The expression just out of curiosity is something we would say when we are asking a question that doesn't necessarily directly relate to the topic we've been talking about. So we could be talking about baseball, and someone could say, yeah, my uncle, he went to a baseball game. And I would say, just out of curiosity, is he the uncle that lives in San Francisco? Meaning the question I'm asking isn't exactly related to what we were talking about and isn't that important, really, but I just want to know. It's not anything that is important. You can also use it if you just want to ask a question about something that isn't necessarily important for you, but you want to know. So just out of curiosity. Curiosity is the is your interest in knowing something. I'm curious would be the adjective. The friends of Amy that are coming to the party, some of them are in finance. Finance, F-I-N-A-N-C-E, is the part of a company or type of company that deals also with money, but usually finance deals with getting money or loaning money, for example, to a company. That would be a finance, someone in finance. One of Amy's friends is in the medical field, and the word field here just means a type of work. You can talk about the education field, the accounting field, the medical field. All of those just mean that particular area or type of work. And the medical field would, of course, be someone who is works with medicine in a hospital, for example, or a clinic. Amy's friend is an orthopedic surgeon. Orthopedic surgeons are a surgeon, well, is someone who usually cuts you open. It's a doctor that you go into what we call the operating room. It's a room where they, for example, if you are had a heart attack and you need to have your heart fixed, they would give you to a surgeon, and the surgeon would open up your chest and operate on your heart. That is a surgeon. An orthopedic surgeon is a surgeon that works on your bones. So if you broke your leg and you needed surgery, you needed the doctor to cut you open and do something inside of your body, then you would go to an orthopedic surgeon. Amy's other friend is an engineer in the automobile industry. An engineer is, as you probably know, a general term for anyone who works in a technical field, often involving math and science. Automobile industry is the car industry, and industry here means the same as field. It's an area, a type of work. One of Amy's friends works in retail, but moonlights as a tour guide. Retail, R-E-T-A-I-L, means a store. So when you say, I work in retail, it means you work in a store that sells to the general public, like a grocery store or what we call a department store, which sells clothing and electronics and different things. Her friend moonlights as a tour guide. To moonlight, M-O-O-N-L-I-G-H-T, all one word, means to work as an additional job. So I have my regular job, for example, working as a teacher, but I want to make some more money so I could moonlight as a waiter at a restaurant. That's not my regular job, but it's an additional job. We use the term moonlight because it is often a job you do at night when you can see the moon, I guess. A tour guide is someone who works to show visitors a particular area. Often it could be in a single building. For example, a museum has tour guides that take you around and tell you what all the things in the museum are. A tour guide can also be someone who drives you around the city. So if you come to Los Angeles, you can take a tour, and the tour guide will be the person who will be telling you everything about the city. Finally, Kevin says that he's looking forward to it, meaning he's looking forward, he's anticipating, he's waiting for with expectation. He's looking forward to something. He wants it to happen. And Amy tells him to come and just bring your appetite. When someone says bring your appetite, they mean they don't want you to bring anything for the party, but just come ready to eat. So it's a polite way of saying you don't have to bring anything to my house or my party, just come and enjoy. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. I got a call yesterday from Amy, a coworker from the office. She and I work in the same department. We've had lunch at work a few times, but I really didn't know her that well. I was really glad she called. Hello?
Hi, could I speak to Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Oh, hi, it's Amy from work.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I didn't recognize your voice.
Oh, not bad. Listen, the reason I'm calling is that I'm having a dinner party a week from Saturday at my place, around 7:30. I wanted to see if you could make it.
So it's not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that. That would be the 17th?
Yeah, that's right. The following Saturday, the 17th.
Let me just check my calendar. Yeah, I think I can make it. Are you inviting anyone else from work?
Yeah, I am. Jennifer from marketing already RSVP'd, so she'll be there for sure. And I'm waiting to hear back from James in accounting. I've also invited a few other friends.
Just out of curiosity, are they in finance too?
No, my friend Janice is in the medical field. She's an orthopedic surgeon. And she's bringing her boyfriend Tim, and I think he's an engineer in the automobile industry. Then there's Megan. She works part-time in retail and moonlights as a tour guide on the weekends. She's been wanting to get into the hospitality industry for a long time.
Wow, that sounds like a great group of people. I'm looking forward to it. Can I bring anything?
No, that's okay. Just come and bring your appetite.
Sounds great. Thanks for the invitation.
No problem. I'm glad you can make it. See you in the office tomorrow.
See you then. Bye. That concludes this episode of ESL Podcast, a rather long episode. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.